A very good morning. On behalf of 2613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Barachas Chavsayim, Barachas 27a, pagination, page 53. We have two fascinating debates which I'd like to touch on this morning. One is the discussion of if you have Musaf and Mincha at the same time, both of them available to you to daven, which one should you daven first? The principle which the Gemara invokes is Tadir v'she'eno Tadir Tadir Kodem, that if you have something that's more frequent and something that's less frequent, frequency is a significant factor to give something priority, and therefore Mincha, at least in theory, should come before Musaf. If we follow this discussion to its logical conclusion, so normally you don't have Musaf and Mincha available to you at the same time, because normally we daven Musaf before Mincha begins, which is 6.5 hours into the day, 12:30 for argument's sake, and by that time we normally have davened Musaf, or have at least started davening Musaf. But on Simchas Torah this does come into play, and the question would be, should you daven Musaf first or should you daven Mincha first? And the second debate, which I hope to touch on, is the question of Pelag HaMincha, davening Mincha and Mayriv next to each other if it's before Shkia. In other words, the correct way to do it is to have a demarcation in between Mincha and Mayriv, either Shkia sunset or Plag HaMincha, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So you have 1.25 hours before sunset is the demarcation between afternoon service and evening service. But if you don't have either of those solutions, is it proper to daven Mincha and Mayriv one after another? The common application is Friday night, when in the summer a lot of places like to daven at a steady time, 7, 7:15, 7:30, etc. And that does not necessarily leave a demarcation of sunset or of Plag HaMincha in between Mincha and Mayriv, so that you're davening in the same time unit. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. Hopefully it'll become clear as we do the Gemara. Let's start from the second line of the Amud. Again, Chavzayin Amud Aleph 27a, pagination 53. V'shal musafim kol hayom. Our Mishnah told us that Musaf can be davened the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Sheva Shos. Rabbi Yehuda says only until 7 hours into the day. Now, we follow the opinion of the Tanakhama. You're allowed to daven Musaf the entire day. But there is a brisa here which is very powerful in informing us how Musaf and Mincha, if they're applicable at the same time, should be handled. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a case where Mincha and Musaf would be applicable at the same time, and that is literally from the 6.5 hour when Mincha starts until the 7th hour when Musaf stops, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because he says only until the 7th hour. So there's a 30 minutes there of variable hours. V'tanya, we learned, hayu lefanav shtei tefilos. You have two tefilos in front of you. Achas shel Musaf v'achas shel Mincha. You have the opportunity to daven Musaf and the opportunity to daven Mincha. Mispal shel Mincha v'achakach shel Musaf. You should daven Mincha and then Musaf. Shezu tedira v'zu eina tedira. Because one is frequent and one is not frequent. Which one is frequent? Mincha. We do it every day. Which one is not frequent? Musaf. For the most part, it's only Shabbos, also Yom Tov, also Rosh Chodesh, but it's quite infrequent. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mispal Shal Musaf Achakach Shal Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda, following his opinion that you only have a 30 minutes left to do Musaf, So he holds you should do Musaf first, should do Overis v'zu'ena Overis, because there's a different mitigating factor that you might miss the time of Musaf if the time for Mincha takes too long. If we told you, do Mincha because it's Tadr, you might end up missing Musaf. In the face of missing a mitzvah, you don't invoke the rule of Tadr v'she'ino Tadr. So the Gemara says, Yamet b'shlama ad v'ad b'chlal hanu d'mashkachas l'ushtei tefilos b'hadai adadi. Certainly, when Rabbi Yehuda says you get 7 hours for Musaf, he didn't mean until the seventh hour, meaning the completion of the sixth hour, and then once the seventh hour starts, you're not allowed to daven Musaf. Clearly, when he said 7 hours into the day, he meant 7 hours inclusive until the eighth hour starts, the completion of 7 hours, because otherwise you would never have Mincha and Musaf applicable at the same time, because again, Mincha starts at 6.5 hours, and if you held once that seventh hour begins, 6 plus 1 minute, you already can't daven Musaf, then Mincha and Musaf would never be in the same time frame. Now the question is, if in fact this Gemara says clearly that if you hold like us, that Musaf is the entire day, then you're supposed to daven Mincha first because you don't have the mitigating factor of Overes, of a tefillah that you might miss its time. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you only have till 7 hours. So if you have the whole day, so indeed on Simchas Torah, when you have the opportunity to daven Mincha and Musaf, perhaps we should daven Mincha first. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is indeed a discussion, Simen Resh Pei Vav Sif Dalet. And the way it's paskined is that if there was an individual who found himself in this situation, he would indeed daven Mincha first and then Musaf. But when you're dealing with a tzibur and you're worried about misleading the people and getting them confused and worrying that they might make this mistake again in the future, now it's not a mistake, but they're going to make this as a mistake in the future, so then you don't do it and you just keep to the routine, which is Musaf and then Mincha. Sometimes in a shul setting you find yourself in this situation also, that you're tempted to prioritize certain tefillahs if you're worried that you're going to lose your minyan. You have 10 people and one person is ready to leave, so do you prioritize and start skipping around, grab a kaddish, make sure you get laning, etc.? But that's always balanced by a different factor. As much as you want to get in as much davening as possible with the minyan, you also are balanced with confusing people and throwing things off balance, and sometimes it's best to keep to the routine, and if you lose the minyan, you lose the minyan. What are you supposed to do? Sharansky has a book, Fear No Evil. I think Rabbanim of Small Kehillas might author a book called Fear No Minyan. But either way, it does have to be balanced by the possibility of not confusing people when you're dealing with a tzibur. Let's drop down to the bottom of the amud, in the middle of the wide lines, meaning midway between top and bottom, but the end of a line. Tefilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. The tefillah of Mincha goes until sunset, and Rabbi Yehuda argues and says you only get until Plag HaMincha, which is 1.25 hours before the end of the day. Amalei Rav Chista l'Rav Yitzchak. Hasam Amar Rav Kana Alacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Hayu Lutnan b'Vechirta Kavosei. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda regarding the time for Shachris, which is 4 hours into the day. Hacha, by Mincha. Mai, what's the Halacha? Do you get until 1.25 hours before sunset, or do you get until sunset all the way? Ishtik, he was quiet. He did not rule on the issue, and it's unclear so far in the Gemara how long you get for mincha. What's the proper end time for mincha? An hour and a quarter before sunset or sunset itself? Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Nechzi anan. Let's analyze this. Midurav matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. There were times that Rav, great sage, would daven Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. It was still Friday, technically. It was before sunset. And he would daven the Shabbos Mayriv. Mibba'od yom. It was still daylight. Shema mino alachik Rabbi Yehuda. Clearly, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And it's possible to have daylight and you're davening Mayriv already. So he accepted Shabbos early and he was davening Mayriv of Shabbos. Adarabba. The Gemara says, this is a significant debate. Midrav Huna v'rabbana lo avamasti ad urta. You see that Rav Huna would wait until nighttime. He was very diligent in waiting until after sunset, etc. So Shema Amina, in Elocha Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So this was a significant debate. And the Gemara resolves this debate in a fascinating way, very unusual. We don't paskin like this way and not like this way definitively. So you could do it either way. But, the poskim say, it's strongly discouraged to do both of them on the same day. In other words, to daven mincha after plag and mayriv before shkia is called tarti desastri, it's contradictory. And the only way we would allow that is, as the Mishmarut describes, if you're worried that it's a tircha de tzibura, that it's impossible to gather the public and get consensus to daven in a different way, either early mincha before plag and mayriv after plag, or mincha before shkia and mayriv after shkia, you just can't get consensus, then you would be forced to daven one after another. But otherwise, you could do like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanon, but not on the same day, or preferably not even in a consistent way to be contradictory, but rather to pick one way or the other and to be consistent. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.